Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson.
It's Monday, and you know what that means. Time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will talk with Max Irwin, boys swim coach at Bloomington North. We will talk IU men and women's basketball, have our big boys moving high school scoreboard update, and look at the week ahead in IU athletics. So, let's talk sports. IU women's basketball fell to Ohio State Thursday 78-70. The Hoosiers led 39-38 at half, but they could not hold on to the lead. The Hoosiers did get double-doubles from Grace Berger with 26 points and 10 rebounds, and Mackenzie Holmes 17 points and 10 rebounds. However, the Hoosiers have struggled against Ohio State over the years, 15 straight losses now against the Buckeyes. The last win for IU came January 31st, 2010, with a 67-62 victory here in Bloomington. The Hoosiers did come back and beat Michigan State in Simon Scott Assembly Hall Sunday afternoon, 79-67. The 800th win in program history for IU women's basketball. Mackenzie Holmes led four Hoosiers in double figures with 17 points. Allie Patberg had 15. Alexa Gulbay had 14. Jalen Penn had 13. The Hoosiers are now 10-4 on the year and 8-2 in the Big Ten Conference. They will host Rutgers this Thursday, 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network, and they will travel to Iowa next Sunday, 2 p.m. on ESPN2. IU men's basketball was off this week. Their game scheduled at Michigan last Saturday was canceled due to Michigan shutting down all athletics for 2 weeks due to multiple positive tests with a COVID-19 variant. The Hoosiers remain 9-7 overall and 4-5 in the Big Ten. Up next, Tuesday night against Illinois, 9 o'clock in Simon Scott Assembly Hall. The game will be either on ESPN or ESPN2. And then next Sunday, they will host Luca Garza and the Iowa Hawkeyes at 12 o'clock on Fox. High school sports time. Let's check out the Big Boys Moving Company local high school scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. The regular seasons for girls high school basketball are complete. It is sectional time, which starts tomorrow night. The semifinals are Friday, and the championship games are Saturday night. Edgewood will go into the sectional 14-6 after a 43-23 win over Bloomington North. The Lady Mustangs host Northview Wednesday night in the first round of the Class 3A sectional. Bloomington South is 10-7. They lost to Columbus North 57-40, beat Indianapolis Home School 46-44, and Brown County 52-40. They get another shot at Columbus North tomorrow night in the East Central Sectional in Class 4A. Bloomington North is 6-16, lost to Edgewood 43-23, and Terre Haute North 51-50. The Cougars will face the winner of Columbus North Bloomington South in Friday's semifinal at East Central. And the Lighthouse Christian Lions will make their first sectional appearance this Wednesday against White River Valley in the Bloomfield Sectional in Class 1A. The Lady Lions finished 4-16, beat Duggar Union 66-58, and then lost to Washington Catholic 50-48. And boys high school basketball, Bloomington South is 12-4 and has won 7 in a row after beating Terre Haute South 59-40 and Silver Creek 42-41. They will travel to Scottsburg this Thursday. Edgewood is 10-7. They saw a 5-game win streak end at Martinsville last Tuesday night, 62-61. It was not a good week for the Mustangs as they lost 2 more, 55-46 against West Vigo, and then win at Monrovia 54-45. The Mustangs hope to get back on track this Thursday at Bloomington North, and then we'll play at Sullivan Saturday afternoon. Bloomington North has been on pause the last 2 weeks because of COVID concerns within the Cougar program. They are 6-2 on the season. We'll host Edgewood this Thursday and host Evansville North this Saturday afternoon. And the Lighthouse Christian Lions have been on pause as well due to COVID concerns within its program. They will be back in action this Saturday at Wood Memorial. And that is a look at our high school scoreboard brought to you by Big Boys Moving Company. When we come back, we will talk to Bloomington North boys swimming coach Max Irwin. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. Time to welcome in my guest. He is the boys swim coach at Bloomington North in his third season, Max Irwin. Max, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. Pleasure to have you.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me, Nick.
Let's talk about the season so far today. You guys have beaten South. You've beaten Edgewood. You've got sectionals here in a few weeks. With everything going on with the COVID-19 pandemic, how have you and the boys responded this year?
Very well. So once it started last season, we had just finished up state and we were having our banquet the week that everything started getting shut down. So we were very thankful that we'd been able to complete the season. And over the course of the summer, we were looking towards this season to see what will happen, what kind of a position will we be in, will we be able to train, will we be able to have a season at all. And luckily, over the summer, we got to start swimming a little bit. And that, I thought, was very fortunate because it prepared us well. My vision has shifted very much. Initially, after winning sectionals last year, we all thought as a team, well, heck, let's go and see if we can win it again. But with the pandemic, the focus has very much shifted to have fun, provide a safe environment for the kids to train, to get better, a place where they can socialize with each other, be kids. With everything going on in terms of having to wear masks, having to social distance, not always being in school, I wanted to make sure that they had a place where they could be high schoolers and have fun in a safe environment where I was watching them, making sure they weren't doing anything too crazy. With that, they've had a lot of fun and they've worked really hard, and I'm really pleased with where we've gone.
You're a couple weeks out from sectionals and you just finished up against South and Edgewood. Are you surprised that we've gotten to this point and we're still in sports and not everything has shut down yet?
Yes, I'm very surprised. I was surprised last July when the IHSAA said, hey, you guys can start practicing to all high school sports. And I thought, well, this will be great. I don't know how long it'll last before we get shut down. But I told the kids every day, just know that it could be your last day swimming before they shut us down. And we made sure to have some meets throughout the season where we rested a little bit so we could swim fast in case that did end up being our last meet. And fortunately, we've made it through and we're still swimming. And I would not have guessed if you'd asked me last summer that we would be swimming still. So I'm very pleased.
It's very important with everything going on that these kids are trying to get back to as normal as possible. You're in your third season as the coach. You were the assistant to Dave Tanner, who you swam for when you were at North. So how did that come about where you became his assistant and then all of a sudden elevated to head coach a year later?
My senior year at IU, when I was swimming, I was off for a little bit because of a health concern for me. Suddenly, I could barely go to class. I didn't have 20 hours a week to swim in the pool. And I said, oh, well, what am I going to do with all my time? So I helped out a little bit with the North team that season. And I thought, oh, wow, coaching's a lot of fun. So then the next year, I decided to help out and be an assistant coach over the course of the season, and had a whole lot of fun, really enjoyed it, enjoyed getting back, being kind of on deck on the other side rather than being an athlete. The hooks have been in me since. So I was Dave's assistant my first year coaching. Then he got diagnosed with cancer and was unable to continue coaching. So I took over from him early on in the second year. So I was elevated to head coach, and he was kind of my assistant for a little bit. Then it was up to me for the rest of it. That was a tough transition after only being an assistant for a year to have to lead this group of 40 to 50 high school boys. The year after that, our pool got shut down and for renovations. We were at South last year. And now this year, we still don't have a pool yet. And we've also got COVID. So I'm hoping, knock on wood, that next year, things will start to get a little bit easier.
That has to be hard to have to go travel to all these places and not get home meat.
Right. Yeah. So luckily, South has been very generous with letting us use their pool and train there. And we've had some meets there this season that we got to call home meets, and we got to have spectators and all that good stuff. But I am pleased that this is not the first year we're at South, because if we had to, I feel, deal with all the issues logistically of being at South, in addition to the issues of having a pandemic all at once, that would be a lot of ground to cover. So having already figured out kind of the ins and outs of being away at a different pool, that was good to have offset from figuring out how to navigate a pandemic.
Speaking of South, you guys beat them this year. You swam against them for 4 years. You've now coached against them basically for 4 years, once as an assistant and three now as a coach. The emotions, obviously, as a swimmer and then as a coach, I'm sure are different, but I'm sure when you realize that day comes when you get to go face South, the emotions and that adrenaline is kind of the same, correct?
Yes. That meet, the Councilman Classic, as it's called, the North versus South swim meet, has so much tradition around it. Dave Tanner started the meet, started calling it the Councilman Classic in either 2000 or 2001, right after he had started coaching at North. And it's been held at Royer Pool on the campus of Indiana University, which is where the IU team swam until the Councilman Billingsley Aquatic Center was built in the mid to late 90s. That would be the only meet that was held there. So they even put up North and South plaques on the scoreboard for keeping track of the score. Getting to swim in that pool, it is a beautiful pool and one with a lot of history. The NCAA meet has been held there in like the 60s and 70s. That's where all the great Mark Spitz swam, all kinds of Olympians, gold medalists, all swam there. And so the day before the meet, Dave would talk to us about all that history. Now you are going to be a part of that history because you're going to go and swim in that pool tomorrow. And so it was always super cool to get to go swim there. And my best times out of the season would come from that meet as a swimmer outside of sectionals, going up against South, because all year it's like, oh man, we want to try to beat South. We want to try to beat South. When I was a swimmer, they had a class ahead of me, a year ahead of me, that was very, very talented. Since they were always 1 year ahead of us, we never didn't finally end up beating them until my senior year as a swimmer. And so now as a coach, it's very different because I'm not actually in the water, but I kind of have the big picture view of who's swimming what, who am I going to put where, and I'm doing my best to continue to carry on that tradition of talking about the history of the meet. And even if we're not at Royer, like we weren't this year, my hope is we'll get back. And it's still very exciting, but a different kind of exciting, yeah, as a coach.
So what is it like to be able to coach your alma mater now? You were out for a couple years. Obviously, you were at IU for 4 years, and then you jumped right back into helping at North. And now you're the head coach for the last three seasons. So what's it like to be coaching your alma mater and just instilling what you did as a swimmer and what you were taught to give back to these kids that you're coaching now?
It's very cool. wouldn't have imagined I would enjoy coaching as much as I do. Getting to give, like you said, these kids the same experience that I got when I was swimming in high school, which was a fantastic experience. Helping them grow as people and as swimmers. And especially, like you said, at my alma mater, where I went, I have a little bit more connection to the team than I would if I would say, if I moved a state over and coached at some high school there. I have a number of school records still at North, so I think that gives me a little bit of street cred. I can point to the record board and say, hey, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. If the guys give me a hard time or don't listen, or I'll say, well, hey, how about this? When you get a school record, then you can skip warm up or whatever it is they're complaining about at the time.
The girls coach at North, Taylor McGregor, is someone who is not from Indiana. She swam at New Mexico and was from Washington State originally. Do you think that makes a difference, bringing in someone who's not familiar with the program and not familiar with what Indiana high school swimming is?
I would say more in just another coaching opportunity. So the great thing is swimming is very similar in terms of mechanics. No matter where you go, most of the mechanics are going to look similar, and the coach is going to teach the strokes the same, pretty much. Interestingly, and I've talked to Taylor a lot about kind of her swimming experience, high school swimming in Washington State was not very big, and so she only did club swimming up until she went to college and did college swimming. So she had a different perspective on what high school swimming is. So it was a bit of a learning curve for her, whereas I, being in Indiana, was very familiar with how high school swimming is very, very big, and most of the club swimmers who go to state will also do high school. But then also she, I think, is in her fifth year coaching now. So she was an assistant for Dave for a number of years. So she's had plenty of time before she's become a head coach to learn about the traditions that Dave had and what the team is like and really get to know the team. And I think she's doing great and very glad to have her on deck.
When we come back, more of Max Irwin after this timeout. You're listening to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, Bloomington North boy swim coach Max Irwin. Max, we talked about your coaching career. Now it's time to talk about your swim career. 2013 grad of Bloomington North, a handful of school records, a 9-time All-American, 3-time Academic All-American honoree, the Mental Attitude Award winner, but most importantly, 2 individual state titles, the 100 butterfly in 2012 and then the 500 freestyle in 2013. Do you still remember those races?
I do, yes. Probably some of the highlights of my swimming career. And I had spent the whole year training and thinking about those meets. Didn't go to state as a freshman. I did as a sophomore. And I was a little bit shell-shocked when I went. And I thought, oh, wow, this is a big meet. There's a lot of fast people here. And so then I was really prepared as a junior when I went to compete. And I was first seed, the top seed from prelim. So I got to pick the walkout song. So as we're parading down the deck at the IU Natatorium in Indy, Wasted Years by Iron Maiden is playing. And I'm like, oh, great. I knew that that was going to be a good race. And then the following year in the 500 as well, I had been training all year for that. I thought I was going to do pretty well. Again, top seed, got to pick the walkout song and perform pretty well.
And then you go on to IU 2013-17, a Big Ten championship and team captain your senior year. What is it like for someone who is from here to just stay right here and go swim for the hometown Hoosiers?
It was pretty cool. I liked it. I love Bloomington. I wasn't born here. I moved here when I was 10. So I didn't feel like I needed to escape or get away. Like some of my high school friends, they said, oh, I want to get out of here. I want to go somewhere else. And I said, no, you know, I really like it here. As a freshman, of course, you live in the dorm. But luckily, I never had to do my laundry in the dorm. I could go home on weekends and my parents would let me use the wash machine there. So a big perk of living close to home. I could go home, visit my family. I've got three younger brothers. So it was nice getting to see them and see my parents. But then also being familiar with the campus, with the town, I could tell my teammates, hey, let's go to this place or let's go to that place to eat, because I'd been there. I knew how to get places. And at one place with my teammates, and we were saying, oh, well, let's go over here to this other place. I could usually get there quicker than them because I'd take shortcuts, especially when it came to football games and basketball games when traffic was not so good.
Definitely agree with you there. Being from here helps when you're in situations like that. You swam at Bloomington Swim Club for years. You've had a handful of club records, 16 swimming state titles. When did you start swimming? Like, when did you get into the sport and fall in love with it?
Right. So I started when I was 10. One of my friends in Cub Scouts brought me to a swim practice one day. I'd done lessons and everything when I was younger, but I'd never really competitively swam. So my friend brought me and said, hey, why don't you come to a swim practice? It'll be fun. Hopefully people think swim practices are fun, but I think if you ask a lot of people after a really hard practice, was that fun? They'll say, I don't know. But luckily, I had a lot of fun my first practice, and I was hooked ever since. While I was not particularly quick that first practice, I really enjoyed it. I stuck with it, then came to Bloomington, kept swimming when I got here. So really, ever since I was 10, all the way up until I was 22, when I finally hung the suit up.
You were in the Olympic trials in 2016. What was that experience like? Obviously, the Olympics are coming up this summer, but it doesn't sound like that's in your future.
No, I think I've been out of the pool a bit too long to qualify. But in 2016, it was really a dream come true, because everyone, when they swim, they say, oh, I watched the Olympics on TV and I want to be like those guys. I remember in 2012, at the London Games, watching trials online and going to practice. That would have been the summer before my senior year. And I had heat sheets printed off and I knew who was swimming what. And I was like, oh man, I want to watch everything I can. So it was super neat to be there 4 years later in 2016 in Omaha, after being so excited to just watch online 4 years earlier. I got a kickboard with my name on it and a water bottle with my last name on it, like a goodie bag sort of thing. So I thought, whoa, wow. Well, even if I don't make the Olympic team, at least I've got a kickboard with my name on it. Been hanging up my wall. I've never took that into the pool. But seeing the pool in the giant stadium and seeing another giant pool connected through a tunnel where there are the best athletes in the country there for a week, it was a super, super neat experience.
Who is your favorite swimmer?
Oh, well, I don't want to be cliche, but probably Michael Phelps.
He set the standard, that's for sure. Did you have a favorite pool, either in high school or college, that you would love to swim at?
Definitely. It would be the IU Nat on the campus of Uipui, IUPUI. Funny story about that. It was built in 1983, and it was supposed to be built in Bloomington for Doc Councilman, because Doc said, well, we need a new pool. And so IU said, okay, well, we'll build you a new pool. But then it ended up in Indianapolis. So even though it's on the campus of IUPUI, it's called the IU Natatorium. It is a beautiful, beautiful state-of-the-art facility. A number of Olympic trials meets were held there. And then the names of those who made it the Olympic team are written on the wall behind the diving well. And if you could optimize just about every variable for swimming, that pool is optimized.
You've won a national championship at the 2016 Swimming Nationals. You were part of the junior national relays in 2014. You've got a national age group record. What, in all of the things that you've accomplished in swimming, what's your proudest moment?
Wow, that's a tough one. I would say probably our team Indiana University Big Ten title in 2017, because that was something that was bigger than just me. It was our whole team came together and won the Big Ten meet after not winning since 2006. And that was a really great moment, because I remember going as a freshman and saying, okay, well, we got second this year. It would be pretty great to win. We were a ways behind Michigan, and Michigan had been the winner of Big Tens for a number of years. So really coming together as a team and especially having been elected a team captain for that season, I would say that would probably be one of my proudest moments.
Your Cougars won the conference and the sectional last season. Looking for a repeat in sectionals, how do you feel going to the sectional meet here in a couple weeks?
Very good. Very nervous as well. If we can stay healthy, then I think good things will happen. The team has trained so hard this year. I did that on purpose. Thanksgiving break, we had, I don't remember exactly how many hours, but the guys were at the pool a lot of the time. We had doubles most days. We had even some triples here and there. I think Black Friday, we had 4 workouts, a swim practice for 2 hours and a lift for 2 hours and a swim for 2 hours and then a 2-hour break and then another 2-hour swim practice. They have worked so hard. I think that they're at the point where they believe in themselves. And with all the work that they've put in, I think it would be difficult for them not to swim fast. I know that we put the work in. If we win, great. If not, we've had a very fun season with a lot of success so far. And really, I think that's the important part, because we can't control how fast other people swim. We can only control how fast we swim.
You've mentioned Dave Tanner. He coached you at North, and then you were an assistant for him for 1 year. He passed away last May. What is it that you will always remember about him?
I would say how much he cared about his swimmers. He loved every single one of them, wanted the best for them. He wanted them to be good people, first and foremost. He always emphasized that winning was not the most important thing. I have taken that into my own coaching philosophy as well, and I often use his approach as a litmus test for any coaching decision I make. I would say, well, is this something that Dave would do or that Dave would think is a good decision? And I've used his team goals and his coaching philosophy almost word for word. His goals for the team were first and foremost to be gentlemen, because if you're not a good person, you're not a gentleman, nothing else really matters. His second goal for the team was always to have fun within the confines of being a gentleman. If you don't have fun, then what's the point of doing it? What's the point of going to swim practice every day? And then the third point was winning. And he said, if you're a good person and you have fun, well, isn't that winning? But that aside, whether or not you win the gold, win as a team at a big meet, that's not quite as important. And is much easier to deal with not winning a meet like sectionals if you have had fun and you have been a good person. Because if you don't have fun and then you don't win, what'd you get out of it? I don't know.
Well, Max, I really appreciate you taking time out. Good luck to you and good luck to the Cougars as we get ready for sectionals here in a few weeks. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Thanks, Nick. Hopefully after a sectional victory.
That sounds like a plan. Thanks, Max. Appreciate it.
Take care.
My thanks to Max Irwin for being my guest this week. Busy week in IU athletics. Volleyball travels to Iowa Friday and Saturday, 5 p.m. both days. Men's swimming and diving will travel to Purdue this Saturday at 11 a.m. to face the rival Boilermakers. Women's swimming and diving faces Purdue and Rutgers at 11 a.m. in West Lafayette. Track and field hosts the Hoosier Hills Invitational on Saturday. Wrestling hosts the Nebraska Cornhuskers, Rutgers Scarlet Knights, and Michigan State Spartans on Saturday at Wilkinson Hall. Water polo will get the regular season started with the Hoosier Invite. Saturday they play Salem at noon, and then St. Francis, Pennsylvania at 4, while Salem and St. Francis will face off at 2 o'clock. On Sunday, Salem and St. Francis will start at 10 a.m. The Hoosiers face St. Francis at noon and face Salem at 2 o'clock. IU volleyball is 1-3 after beating Rutgers 3-1 on Saturday and fell to the Scarlet Knights 3-1 the day before. Steve Aird's team is 1-3 on the year. Track and field was at the Illinois multi-team event. Cross country competed in the Big Ten Championships in Shelbyville, Indiana, with the men taking second and the women taking fourth. They will not compete again until March 15th when they travel to Stillwater, Oklahoma for the NCAA Cross Country Championships. Wrestling beat Northwestern 18-16 and lost to Penn State 24-15 in Evanston. Men's golf announced the regular season schedule starting February 5th through 6th with Big Ten match play in Hammock Beach, Florida. They will play 7 regular season tournaments and host the Hoosier Invitational April 3rd and 4th at the new foul course. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.